It's 28 past 8 on Breakfast. Robbie Buck joins us now with a new feature album for the week. And Robbie, something French for me this week.
Indeed it is French. A French artist called Lou Doyon, who is certainly not a household name, but she comes from some, well, she's associated with some pretty strong French musical stock. Her mother is Jane Birkin, and so her stepsister is Charlotte Gainsbourg, and she spent a lot of time in the home of Serge when she was young. And like a lot of that extended family, she has been a model in the past and an actress. Her father is a film director, and so she spent a lot of time in the movie scene. But she was reluctant to come to music, understandably, considering the heritage that she was surrounded by. But she was convinced to do what is this debut album, Places. And it's not going to change your world, but it's quite lovely. It's poppy in places. It's had somewhat mixed reviews. Some people find that the weight of the content doesn't quite match the delivery at times. But I think there are other places where her voice actually is quite beautiful. It's fairly husky, and it probably draws a little bit of Serge's
From everything
influence.
You say, it sounds so French.
It does sound very French, except she sings in English, which may be a little bit controversial. I mean, she obviously has a lot of connection to the UK, and so she feels very natural as an English speaker. I don't know how that went down in Paris when it was released. Nevertheless, it's quite a lovely album to sit back and listen to. Here is Lou Doyon from Places, and this one from her is called Questions and Answers.
So many questions, but many are less answers. I seem to leap from doubt to doubt like a blind drifter. And the more I look around, the less I recognize this place, this space, these hands. Not familiar, but strange. Every step I seem to lose more than I gain. I guess I'll end when I'm back where I began, just like this recurrent dream that I used to have. The more I run towards you, the further I am. But if I close my eyes, then maybe I'll see you. And if I stop and I can't attend, then maybe I'll reach you. You'll get there in the end. In the end. But if I close my eyes, then maybe I'll see. And if I stop and I can't attend, then maybe I'll reach you. You'll get there in the end. In the end. Questions, answers, questions, answers, questions, answers, questions, answers, questions, answers, questions, answers.
It's very high energy. I'm loving that.
You're enjoying that? She reminds me a little bit of Fiona Apple and even Ardita Franco in some of her phrasing. Her name is Lou Doyon. She's a French artist, although she sings the entire album in English. I would have loved to have heard at least one or two songs in French.
Yeah,
actually, but
I love a bit of French in the mornings.
Places is the name of that debut album, and that one called Questions and Answers.
Some more of that through the week as we give ourselves a break from all the politicking in this election campaign. Robbie, thanks very much.
Thanks, friend.